Making School Lunches Healthier and More Diverse. That story next on This Land of Ours. The Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act has created challenges and opportunities for the people charged with feeding our children at school. Donna Martin, who is the school food service director for Burke County, Georgia, talks about some of the creative ways she's made school meals healthier.
Here in the South, everyone was worried about finding whole wheat grits, but we did it. We bought whole grain grits that are grown locally and milled for us, and on those days that we have cheese grits, our participation increases. As far as fruits and vegetables on the tray every day, people say that kids are not eating them, but the key is to offer them a lot of choices, something that they really, really like. Would you believe my students' favorite fruit is kiwi? And our locally grown strawberries and blueberries, we offer a particular hit. We make a smoothie with frozen locally grown blueberries, strawberry yogurt, skim milk, and bananas that the children go crazy over. For the first few weeks after we stopped frying french fries, the children complain bitterly. But they don't complain anymore. They pick up those sweet potato fries and those regular french fries that are baked and not fried and gobble them up. We even serve oven-fried okra that's a popular dish here in the South. So we figured out a way to work around all of these things and find foods that the kids like.
Martin says the real key is to introduce healthier foods gradually. And she says parents can do the same thing at home. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.